So I was on Imgur. Somebody had screenshotted a bunch of tweets. If there's ever like a derivative way of sending a message to somebody, it's find somebody's tweet stream, screenshot it, and then upload those to Imgur, and then everybody can comment on those tweets. That's the internet for you right now.
Internet.
Nothing is new. Everything is a repost.
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 Late nights
with Travin Lowe's.
With Travin Lowe's.
Late nights with Travin Lowe's.
So anyway, this person was tweeting about like they had gone to like a lecture, I guess.
Mm.
And he's like, and the tweeter was like, I'm just going to post my notes here on Twitter because I can't figure out a better place to put my notes. I'm going to put it in 140 characters and put it in a lot of tweets, and hopefully somebody will screenshot them and then post those on Imgur, and then everybody will comment on those. Yeah. Hello, internet. So anyway, a few of the posts made me laugh. So he was talking about one of the pieces of advice in this lecture was that you should get your elevator pitch right.
Okay.
You should get it right.
Get it right.
And the comments just were just making me laugh below. I couldn't decide if they were serious or not. And one of them... I'm going to read a few.
Okay, good, good.
They're so funny. One of them is called from a person, the username called Clutch These Pearls. I just now got with that. I just now get that username. I didn't get it before. Okay.
Clutch him.
He says, so go to random companies and ride the elevator all day in hopes of catching the ride with a bigwig and strike up a conversation? Question mark? Like, that's, I think he's being legit. I don't know if that was, like, being sarcastic or not. Somebody else named Jack of Shadows said, of the six companies I've worked for, only one had an elevator. And then Brekka and the Sea Beast responded, sounds like your career has some ups and downs. And then give this, Jack of Shadows replies to that response and says, while it has, the elevator wasn't the cause.
I don't know, man.
If you got that. And then someone later on, like after like tons of these, somebody goes, I don't think that's what an elevator pitch is. But granted, I've not actually looked it up, so I don't know.
So polite.
I know, like, I don't know, like, Imgur, like, had no idea what an elevator pitch was. It's like this piece of advice went right over their heads.
I hope you link this in the show notes.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that.
This
yeah,
be fun.
It's good. At. It's good. So let's start out with saying right there. You know, like Los, what is an elevator pitch?
An elevator pitch is, what is an elevator pitch? This is what I would say. An elevator pitch is a message about what you're doing that is succinct.
Succinct, meaning
short.
Short. Yes.
To the point.
And what is the word? I mean, why elevator? Where did that come from?
I assume this comes from the 40s or early on when business deals were likely to happen in the same building, maybe financial institutions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so if you were someone who's trying to pitch an idea and needed some money or some investment, you may catch a big wig in the elevator. And so you only had the time from the floor that you entered to the floor that that person got out
yep.
to pitch them your idea. So
right.
strike small talk, get to the point, hook them and get your ask out.
Get your ask out. So we got the elevator, which is small. It's a succinct pitch. And then the word pitch means it's actually a sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get something. You're trying to make a point, sell them on something, right?
Right.
So what we're going to do talk about today, what we're going to do talk about. So what we're going to talk about today is how to get your elevator pitch right. Because chances are you don't even have one.
Mm.
Chances are you're not doing it right if you do have one. Like it's not an easy thing, but it's so very important. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like picture this with me. Imagine this. Let's get in the mode.
I'm in it.
Right. You're walking through the airport or the office or like a restaurant or something. You know, it's like a, it's not a place that you sit down with somebody and talk, but
it's transient.
Yeah, yeah. It's not the perfect place for like a long professional conversation, but maybe it's a bit noisy and you're kind of in a rush, whatever. And you run into that, like, you know, the old client, the friend, or a professional contact of, you know, some sort, somebody that's important to you, a gatekeeper, if you will. Referencing
callback,
a gatekeeper. And they ask you, hey, what are you doing now? Or what does your company do? And you open your mouth and you start to reply. What comes out? What comes out of your mouth? Yeah. Like, have you thought about, like, do you have something ready? Because this is super important because he doesn't have a lot of time to waste on you.
That's right. We, we're the Uber for taxis.
We're the Uber for taxis, which is exactly Uber. okay. So let's talk about an elevator pitch. How do you start this thing? Let's talk about the anatomy of the elevator pitch and what we're going to do right now tonight. We're going to construct an elevator pitch for you.
Sweet. So
it's going to be good.
Cool. So Travon Lowe's, I don't know what he had planned. So this is all new for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This podcast is, you don't have any idea what I'm talking about.
No clue.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So let's get down to it. There's a lot of ways to construct a story, right? And keep in mind that that's what every sales pitch is doing, right? It's making an attempt to illustrate, to make a picture in the mind of your prospect of them benefiting from whatever you have to sell.
Right.
Maybe it's your skill, maybe it's your product, maybe, you know, maybe it's just your time and energy, whatever it is.
Okay.
You need to sell. And there's a lot of ways to, you know, construct a story to make that connection. And I'm going to model tonight's work after the paradigm of Simon Sinek, who's a teacher, who's a lecturer. He wrote a book called The Power of Why. And we talked a little bit about Simon Sinek in the past, and I know that I've talked with Jonathan Cottrell from Developer T about this, and he's read it and he's all excited about the book too, and it's really great. It's a compelling argument for why the question you should be answering is why, and not what or how or who.
Okay.
So let's talk about his model. And there's like a grading of the effectiveness of these questions.
Okay.
Starting at the lowest rung of what do you do, and then how do you do it, and then the third and the highest the rung of the ladder would be
why do you do it. Okay.
And in fact, I will actually add one on to that.
So it's what do you do, how do you do it, why do you do it, and you're going to add.
And I'm going to add one on there. Sorry, Simon. I got one for you. I'm going to add one that says, therefore, or and so, which is leading you into your call to action.
Right.
Right. So okay. Simon is about making the connection, setting up the relationship, and I'm adding a clincher on there.
You're adding
the pitch.
Why should I care?
Yes. Therefore, you should invest in my company. Therefore, you should buy me new shoes. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you should let me date your daughter. Whatever it is.
Tickle my pinky toe.
Whoa.
I'm wearing sandals.
You're going for it. All right. So let's start with what. All now, right. We're going to build the elevator pitch with you.
Okay.
And let's talk about you. What are you doing? What do you want to pitch? What do you want to learn to make this pitch around?
Okay.
You do a lot of things, Lois. You're a designer at Atlassian. You're a father. You're a cool guy. You play soccer a lot. You're an athlete. You also have a podcast.
I do have a podcast.
What do you want to learn how to pitch right now?
So I used to want to pitch like freelance gigs for logos because they were pretty quick.
Yep.
The majority of my time is spent at Atlassian and on the podcast because I like it a lot. And so
it's a good podcast. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So if I were to pitch something, and I want to use this time to build a pitch.
Yeah.
It'd be around the podcast.
All right. So we're going to pitch the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn how to talk about what we do.
Okay.
I mean, we do this every week.
We do.
We put a lot of effort. We've done almost 70 episodes. It's about time we learn how to talk about it.
73 or 74.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about time we learn how to talk about it.
That's a good idea.
So first we're going to start with what.
Okay.
What is it? Really high level, two sentences.
It's a podcast for creative people.
Uh-huh.
It's called Late Nights with Travon Lowe's.
Okay, so just met you. Hey, what do you do? I do a podcast.
It's for creatives. It's called Late Nights with Travon Lowe's.
Done. Okay. Now, the next step we have to add on to that is the next section of our pitch is the how. How are you doing this? Is there anything special about what you're doing that sets you apart from your competitors? You know, like, what makes you unique? How do you do it?
Now, would I transition straight into this after I say, hey, oh, it's called Late Nights with Travin Lowe's?
Yeah, like, what is a thesis statement? This is what it is. It's a podcast for creatives. It's called Late Nights with Travin Lowe's.
So I've hooked
and them. Yeah, you've set the stage for what it is. Now, what makes it different? Tell me how.
So my co-host and I switch weeks hosting the show and have complete autonomy over the content and edit.
Yeah,
we record outdoors and it's at night and our podcast has a like a familiar vibe. And people often comment on saying that it feels like you're hanging out with old friends in a cantina, like chugging some beers or whatever. And we talk about being healthy and productive professionals in our on-demand creative economy.
Cool. That is super succinct. And there's also some things in there that make it stand out and that it's unique. We record outdoors. How many podcasts do you know how to record outdoors?
I don't know of any, unless they're doing interviews. Like,
unless it's like a happenstance.
It's a happenstance. They're like out on the street and it's like adding texture.
Sure.
Right?
Cool. Okay, so I like it. So for our what? It's a podcast, co-host, late nights, Travin Lowe's. How? Is we do it outside. It's candid. It's comfortable, relaxed, familiar, you said, right? It's good. That's good. How? Now let's talk about the why. Why is interesting because you don't want to say like, why do I do it? You want to talk about why you should care, why my listener should care. What do we do and why do we do it that will build an emotional connection with what they want and who they are as a person and how they view themselves? So, as you know, like pretending I'm your audience, what can you say to me to make me connect with why this thing is important in the world?
So this is why it's great is we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun doing it. It's not often that you get to have purposeful conversations that are in depth with someone that you respect. And maybe even more than that, a lot of people write to us and they share how these conversations are helping them. It's a pretty awesome feeling.
Yeah.
And now
that's pretty awesome.
Now I need to like,
what?
Now I need to like, okay, so I got that out. Now they're like nodding their head and they're like,
They're like, this is why I do it, because I love to have these conversations.
Yeah.
I love to help people and invite them into the things that we, like the thoughts and experiences that we have. That's why. And I'm like, and I'm listening, I'm the prospect and I'm like, that's cool. People really dig it. They write you and tell you letters. Like I'm envisioning somebody writing. I'm envisioning myself being benefited. You know, like this whole thing. I'm like learning why.
Yeah.
And that's like the emotional attachment. So what and how are not emotional, but why is deep.
Right. And it happens that we're at the point where we do have people that talk to us and send us correspondence. And so it's nice that we have the opportunity to mention that.
Right.
As a designer at Atlassian or other places that are doing, you're selling a product. Social proof is a great benefit at letting others know, oh yeah, there's other people like you that are doing this.
Yeah, like have you seen like the Facebook like, and then like there's everybody that you know, his face is right there, right next to the button.
And what they've done in recent time is, let's say there's a picture that I see and you like it, right? Facebook will know that you and I are friends, and it'll wait for me to see it, and then it'll tell me, Travis recently liked this, and it'll animate it to me. So it makes it seem like,
is that right?
So it makes it seem like you're there right now,
yeah,
and engaging with it.
I need to learn more about Facebook. That's what, we talk about Facebook all the time at Google, but I don't ever use it, so I really need to get better at Facebook. So
I'm sure Facebook talks a lot about Google too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Okay, what was I saying? Okay, what that is that's social proof. And what I'm doing, and you just illustrated it very well, when I see that, I'm envisioning you engaging with this photo, and I'm envisioning me engaging with it, and maybe connecting with you about it offline, or even via Facebook mechanisms.
Right.
So I'm creating a story in my mind. I'm creating why I should care about this, you know, meme or whatever we're looking at.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why. So now I'm going to add my little piece on there. Therefore, what? So you say, and so blah, blah, blah. You could also think of it as a goal statement, right? So you want to let somebody know, now that you've set the set the story for what it is, how you do it, and there, you've connected them a little bit, you give them a little thread of emotional connection, you tell them how that they can help you, but you don't ask them to.
Okay.
You let them know what you're looking for.
Mm.
And it's not a request. It's you're giving them an awareness. You might say something like this, for example, I'm, a designer, and I'm telling them about my career, what I enjoy doing and how I do it and what it does for people and why they should care. And then I would say something like this, but at the moment, I'm hoping to transition into let's say architectural design or something like that.
Right.
And ideally in the blank industry, like in the nightclub industry.
Okay.
And, and I put that out there and I just lay it on the table.
Okay.
And that's how... That's how the elevator pitch is, in terms of always having something that they can pick up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like that insight.
Because imagine an elevator pitch. We're talking about 2 minutes, 1 minute less, right?
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
And the whole goal is not to say, will you give me a contact with somebody who designs nightclubs?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know where that came from.
Nice.
I was raised in Las Vegas. Maybe that's it. But my goal is to make a connection and let them know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And now they're going to go about their day and, I actually met somebody who's interested in, or I just met somebody on the airplane who is interested in this kind of thing. That's really interesting. He gave me his email, actually. I'll drop a contact for him.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the podcast now.
Like that. Okay.
Travenlos is a podcast. We're different because of the XYZ. We enjoy it and it's, why do we do it is personal, and it helps people.
Mm-hmm.
We get that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, and so, now how do you want to end that? What do you want to leave on the table for them?
And so for the past 70 episodes now, Trav and I have been mostly presenting topics on our own, and it's just us, and it's been growing nicely. Right?
Yeah.
But recently we decided to start developing richer stories, right? And also inviting more influencers and gatekeepers on the show. So we're hopefully trying to reach a bit of a wider audience by going this route.
Right. So you just leave that card on the table and you say, but we're looking for guests and influencers and richer stories.
Mm.
And you kind of say, there it is.
Influencers.
And if this is a person who connects with your elevator pitch, right?
Mm.
They say, how can I... They're already emotionally connected. How can I assist this?
Mm, that's really cool.
Yeah. Now, this is what we call a soft sell, right? A hard sell is, will you? You use the words, will you help me find a guest? Will you be my guest?
Right. And the benefits of a soft sell is you have time, right?
You're
not pressuring.
Mm-hmm.
And you're laying out the cards out on the table.
Yeah.
And someone will pick
it up. There's some studies about marketing. Before anybody makes a decision to purchase something, they've been influenced by 7 pieces of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They saw a TV commercial, they heard it on the radio, they saw it on the billboards, they drove down the street, and they're like, you know what, I do want a taco.
Mm-hmm.
And they buy the taco. Mm-hmm. And whether they know it or not, they've been influenced on average of 7 times.
That's right.
And so what you're doing with the elevator pitch is you're laying the framework for the rest of it. You lay it on the thing, on the table. We are looking for guests or whatever it is. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if we got several emails saying, oh, you should have this person on for guest, right? It's not even, I want to be your guest. They say, you know who would be a good guest?
Yeah.
People they see that and they make the connection. They see themselves offering, the connection. And being a connector is just as valuable as having the thing that you
want.
That's
right.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
So anyway, this is how you can brush up on your elevator pitch.
I like that a lot.
And take this formula of talking about what, how, and why.
Yeah.
And then finding that what do we call it? The goal statement,
mm-hmm.
or that therefore, or the and so statement. And then you can be able to, share your story succinctly and powerfully wherever you go.
Yeah. And what's cool about this is for an elevator and you're anticipating the person to leave.
Yeah. Well, check this out. How long, if you wrap that all up in a bow, how long do you think that would take? Actually try it. Tell me the how, what, why, and therefore.
I'll start with the what.
Sure.
I'm working on a podcast for creatives, and it's called Late Nights with Travin Lowe's. And my co-host and I switch weeks hosting the show and have complete autonomy over the content edit, and we record outdoors and at night. So our podcast is pretty, it has a pretty familiar vibe in that people often comment saying it feels like just hanging out with old friends. Or we also talk about being healthy and productive professionals and this on-demand creative economy that we're both in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, so we do it because it's tons of fun, and it's not often that you get to have purposeful, in-depth conversations with someone you respect, like Travis, my co-host, right? Maybe even more than that, a lot of people write to us and share how these conversations are helping them. It's a pretty awesome feeling to be able to know that, right?
Totally.
Anyway, so for like the past 70 episodes, we've been hosting episodes ourselves. They've been topically, and it's been growing nicely. We've been helping a lot of people. But recently, we decided to start developing richer stories, right? And finding influencers and gatekeepers, and hopefully getting them on the show to maybe start reaching a wider audience.
How long would that take? I wasn't timing. I should have been timing.
I was at maybe 50 seconds.
50 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah. That's an elevator ride.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
That's an elevator ride. And so let's say we're at lunch, right?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so that's kind of what it's at. What have you been up to?
I'm sorry. What are we doing right now?
So we're
role-playing something?
We're still role-playing. So okay. What I'm saying is like...
Have you just given me your elevator pitch?
Yeah, so this kind of like happened during lunch, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you have more time.
Yeah.
It's not an elevator, right?
If you have more time, there's a lot of great things that you can add and throw in there and kind of mix around.
Yeah.
This structure is generated towards making a very quick connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what you instinctively did. You asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because what that does is that it makes me give more or less a testimonial, mm-hmm, of how I relate to your topic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, blah, 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 podcast. What was your thing? Like late nights, conversations, helping people, blah, blah, blah. So what are you into? Have you listened to a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to think about what my habits are with listening.
Yeah.
What influencers do I know? What podcast do I enjoy recently?
Yeah.
And now I have to start relating,
mm-hmm,
verbally in a way. And it's causing me, it's forcing me
to internalize.
To paint a picture,
mm,
of exactly what you want me to think.
Mm.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
So that was a really good thing that you intuited right there.
Okay.
Without like knowing.
I had no clue.
But that's great. Yeah. Like asking questions, giving them tools,
mm,
you know, like you should listen to this or this, if it's in the case of podcasts, or
right,
if it's in the case of design, or maybe if you're pitching your, like let's say you're a designer and you're pitching your logo work, be like, oh yeah, this person got a logo and they really enjoyed it. And if you look at blah, 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 you know, or here's a reference about logo. You just talk about the scene in general.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be necessarily about your own work.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to make them feel and envision the idea that they need a new, in this case, a logo or something.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah.
This is great. I needed this.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
This
is good.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you're podcasting. That's really cool. So we have review.
Yes, I want it. I'm going to envision it.
Envision this review.
Uh-huh.
Tippity-tapping.
This is the why.
This is the why. This is a on the iTunes review. This is review number 46.
46.
Mm. It says, anxiously await every new upload. 5 stars by Angela Blaby.
Nice.
May 23rd, 2016.
She's painting a picture in my mind of somebody anxiously awaiting every upload.
Absolutely love Travin Lowe's and Tree Cat.
Tree Cat? Oh, the Tree Cat.
I got hooked from...
I love how that was a guest star.
Yeah, that's a guest star. I got hooked from Travis's YouTube channel, Dev Tips.
Oh, yeah.
This podcast is definitely not just for creatives. It's for anyone who wants to learn about being a better human. I've used these life lessons in my daily life. The advice, don't react, respond, actually earned me a promotion through some changes we went through at work. I was the only one who didn't freak out and just went with the flow, and I truly believe this podcast was a big part of it.
Lowe's, that was your episode.
Thank you, Travin Lowe's.
How do you feel about that?
Whoa.
You directly impacted Angela's life.
That's really cool.
You were able to help her find some wisdom in a time of turmoil,
yeah,
at her office,
yeah,
and directly resulting in her being promoted.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's really
that
cool.
That is definitely a why.
That's a why.
Yeah.
So looking forward for more of those.
Yeah. Thanks, Angela, for going to iTunes and looking up our podcast, Late Nights with Trav and Lois, and leaving a review. That's really awesome. If you guys want to do that, we'd appreciate it. We want to get the number of reviews we have equal to the number of episodes. I don't know where that goal came from, but it just seems pretty cool.
It's symmetrical. We're designers.
I know. It has to match. We also have a Twitter account, at Trav and Lowe, so you can just chat us up, whatever. And we also have a Instagram account, at Trav and Lowe's. We also have an email account, at Trav... No, it's not at Trav. It's travandlowe@gmail.com. And, you know, people send us voicemail messages, and like they just use their phone, record a voice recording, and just email that to us.
Hey, let me touch your shoulder. We also have...
He's touching me right now.
Touching him.
On my shoulder.
On his shoulder. His right shoulder is my left hand.
I won't lie. It's nice.
It's nice. We also have a website.
We do. Oh, yeah. I forgot about a website.
Yeah. Travandlowe's.com.
Oh, we have like locked down
Travandlowe's.com. We have locked it down.
I like that. Yeah. I like it. It's easy branding. and there's no other Travandlowe's thing. Come on. thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode and hope that you can craft your own elevator pitch. So here's the thing. Okay, you listen to this episode. How long? We're about like 25 minutes in, 30 minutes in, depending on how I edit this thing. you have a few tools now, right? And look at the show notes. You can get a review of these things. I'm going to write it out pretty clearly. Now, it doesn't stop here. If you really want to take advantage of the things we covered in this episode, make a few notes, write down this path, right, of what, how, why, and therefore, and write it out longhand, right? Type it out, write it out in your notebook, your elevator pitch, and then go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, and practice delivery, right? Because it sometimes, I mean, if we're talking about making that emotional connection through the why process or the why step, if you give a, like a, I'm just gonna be straight with you, if you give a boring delivery, you're going to miss that emotional connection. You have to be engaged. You have to know what you're talking about. You can't stutter around. You can't forget what you're trying to say. This has to be practiced. This has to be rehearsed. This is a pitch. And treat it as so. And then we're done. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You know, how to get a job kind of symposium.
Symposium.
Is it symposium the right word?
Sounds like a toy shop.
Toy shop? What kind of toys?
Symposium toys.
Symposium. what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Not a conference, but like a little
symposium.
I wish we could Google things. We can't Google things on the podcast.
The one
That's
rule.
The rule. That's the rule.
The one rule to rule them all.
The one rule, yeah. okay, so it was like, you know, at a, like a lecture, I guess. Do you ever go on Imgur? I feel like I'm on Imgur, like,
I'm on,
way more than anybody I know.
I'm on 9GAG.
Oh, so I went upstream. 9GAG is downstream.
Ooh, so
which is good. It's good because it's like...
It's curated.
It's been filtered a little bit, curated a little bit. Imgur is a little bit less curated. It's a little bit more random. somehow I ended up there.
Right.
And I was on Imgur today, and somebody had made a post of... Actually, it was just... It's so... Somebody had screenshotted a bunch of tweets. Weebity weebity.
That's all, folks.
Abity 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 abity.
I'm sure that's copywritten somehow. Welcome to another Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's. I am not hosting tonight. Homeboy on my left.
I'm just
Trav is hosting.
I'm just trying to get my host on, dog.
His host on. He's just stalling right now.
I'm just trying to center myself around my message.
I'm trying to get my host on.
I'm trying to focus. So, how you feeling, dog?
I'm feeling good now.
You feeling good? Okay.
Yeah.
That was good.